In Connecticut, Democratic and Republican legislative leaders say they hope to have the votes to override Democratic Governor Dana Malloy's vetoes of bills that passed this year. State lawmakers are expected to be back in Hartford for a veto override session before the end of the month. WSHU's Abong Odama reports.
If Connecticut legislative leaders get the two-thirds support needed to override Governor Malloy's vetoes, it will not be a surprise. That's because since 2016, they've overridden several of Malloy's vetoes, including the Republican-backed budget that passed last fall. The bills from this year's legislative session that have been vetoed by Malloy include one that would prevent future governors from cutting state education aid to cities and towns, and another that would allow small businesses to take advantage of a state tax break that's now only available to large manufacturers. A third bill would allow town clerks to determine where voters can register on Election Day, a job normally assigned to the local registrars of voters. And a fourth bill would create a new process for removing problematic students from the classroom. Malloy's veto of that bill is supported by members of the Black and Puerto Rican caucus who say it would disproportionately affect minority students and those with disabilities. Senate Republican President Len Fasano supports overriding all the vetoes, including that one, while Democratic House Speaker Joe Arasimowitz supports overriding vetoes of the three other bills. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.